Proclamation number 7506 of 23rd of January, 1960. Jesus, God, man. When I walked the earth, the incomprehensible happened, that the eternal deity manifested itself in a human being who is no different from other human beings, except that his soul was pure because it was a soul from above which animated the man Jesus. His fleshly cover, however, consisted of the same substances as those of other human beings. They were also particles which had passed through creation, which were at the beginning of their development and therefore still very immature. But they contained a soul which was from above, which, however, does not mean that the body was therefore untouchable for the spirits who wanted to tempt it and did so during its entire earthly life. I walked this earth as a human being. This was synonymous with the fact that I felt everything humanly, that I had to suffer as a human being and had to fight humanly in order to master all temptations of my body. In me was the eternal Godhead. Yet I first had to have spiritualized my body to such an extent that it sought the eternal God spirit together with the soul, that it learned for him and thus glowed with love for the Father, who is therefore now also able to take abode in me because my love drew him. For I was full of love for the one from whom my soul had once originated, and my soul brought this love with it to earth when it descended from the kingdom of light to earth in order to animate the human body, which was to become the abode for the Father of eternity, who embedded himself in the human being Jesus in order to accomplish the work of redemption for the whole of humanity. This embodiment of God as a human being is and will remain the greatest mystery. I filled a human being with my spirit, that is, I completely permeated him with my spirit of love, and body and soul became my shell because the body joined the soul's desire and thus completely spiritualized itself, so that I was able to dwell in the human being Jesus in all fullness, that he and I were one, that the human being Jesus completely deified himself through the love which filled him. And this love was I myself. Thus I could well say that I took on a human form, or also, the human form was only the outer shell which sheltered me myself so that I could dwell amongst humanity without it passing away at the sight of me myself. For people would not have been able to bear my radiance of love. They needed a cover behind which they could conceal themselves from those who are still far away from me and who nevertheless came close to me. But the outer shell had a mission to fulfill, to suffer and die on the cross, because this could only happen through a human being, for the deity in him was unable to suffer but it wanted to atone for the great guilt which weighed upon the whole of humanity and for the redemption of which I descended to earth. And the human body accomplished the work of atonement because love, my original substance, gave it the necessary strength to persevere until the end. The human shell thereby spiritualized itself in all its substances and was able to unite with the soul and ascend to heaven after the resurrection, because nothing earthly burdened the body any longer and thus the process of maturing was completely completed in it, which also required the immense torments and hardship which preceded his death. But Jesus' body had to be created like other people's. Jesus had to endure the battle against all challenges from my adversary's side during his life on earth. He had to exemplify to people the life they should also lead as true followers in order to be able to be redeemed. and he therefore had to struggle with the same temptations as every human being should it be possible for people to also gain victory over the adversary. For if Jesus had been unusually endowed with abilities or advantages of a divine nature, it would not be possible for weak people on earth to follow him, and again people's weakness, their inadequacy, would signify an obstacle on the path to the Father which, however, was initiated for all people through Jesus' death on the cross, which a human being suffered who had become one with me through his love, thus love I myself accomplished the work of redemption. Jesus was a human being, his soul was from above, from the kingdom of light, and he was filled by my spirit. I myself was in him because nothing impure prevented me from abiding in him. And thus he was I and I was he. We were not two but one, and whoever is able to behold Jesus Christ one day in the kingdom of light will behold me face to face, who in Jesus Christ has become a visible God to you humans and all beings in the spiritual kingdom, who redeemed you from your guilt of sin so that you could behold me face to face. Amen.